Welcome back to another episode of Nightcapping with Nerlee. So, anyway, the reason why I wanted to hop on is because at the end of my last episode on the podcast, I had started talking about this whole dating experience that I would have that I was having and how I stood up this dude and I ended up not going on the date and how he told me that I needed to live a little. So what started this whole thing was, one, I was talking to my friend about the issues that I'm having with podcasting, and not podcasting in general, but just how my messages and how I'm coming across, because I do not talk like that all the time. So that's a big problem with me as far as like the sound, the way that I sound on the podcast. I do not sound like that when I'm talking to my friends in person. And so I'm having a hard time getting that across. I'm realizing that part of the reason is because, one, I'm recording at night when I'm hella tired. Two, it's because I'm pretty much talking to myself. And a lot of the times when I'm sounding more like myself, it's because I'm talking to my family and stuff like that, and they could feel me and I got feedback and, you know, shit like that. So I'm gonna work on that because I want it to sound as authentic as possible. But so we were talking about that, and that's when she threw in the WZUP late night radio show talk that I'd be sounding like, and I'm like, that ain't even me. So we're gonna work on that. But anyway, so we were talking about that, and I was telling her the story about the dude and how I stood him up, and she was telling me that, well, I told her that I had did this, I had told the story on my podcast, and so I was telling her, like, it doesn't sound the same the way I'm telling you. Like, I feel like the way I was telling her was funnier than the way that I was telling it on my podcast. But a lot of the times it's because, like, the delivery was a lot different because I knew how to build it up with her because I knew it was going to be funny. And so, but anyway, so I was telling her the story and I was telling her about how I stood dude up and how dude took it very well and all that shit. So what I didn't say on the podcast that I did tell her was part of the reason why I wasn't feeling like going on the date was because when I first met him, I did not see his face. He had on a hat and he had on a mask. So this all I could see. If you could see the video, this all I could see. So all I see is eyes. I'm supposed to be mesmerized by eyes. Like, I'm not going to be mesmerized by eyes. So I'm like, all I can see is this nigga's eyes. So I'm not really, you know, into it like that, because I don't really know if he's cute. So not only do I not know he's cute, but I'm supposed to go on this date and I'm just like, I don't even know if I'm attracted to this person, because had I known if I was attracted to him or not, I may or may not have said yes when I gave him my number. But the only reason why I said yes was because the way that he came across, it seemed very genuine, it seemed very nice, it seemed like, you know, he was sincere about trying to get to know me. So that's the only reason why I said yes. It wasn't because of looks, and I try not to go off of looks all the time anyway, so whatever. But now I'm trying to find a reason to go out, and I cannot use the fact that he was fine because I did not see him. So fast forward to, I blew him off, he took it well, we're still talking. One day, like on a random like Thursday, I decided I'm gonna go run to Target to go run some errands, and he calls me. So he calls me and he's like, what you doing? I'm like, you know, I'm at Target or whatever. And he's like, oh, you're at the Target over here in South Center. And I'm like, yeah. And he was just like, cool, I'm across the street at the Bank of America, I'm gonna come slide through or whatever, you know, just to see you, say what's up, like in passing. And I'm like, okay, cool. So then we end up meeting outside of the Target. Now, remember I said I did not see this man. I did not see this man whole face when I first met him. When I met him, like I said, he had a mask on and he had on a hat. So I did not see his whole face. I did not see what he looked like. I did not see how he was coming. But let me tell you, baby was coming. Okay. So, like I said, I didn't see his face. So I meet up with him. It's almost like I was dating online, but I wasn't because I met him in person initially. I just, you know. So I'm like, okay, I finally get to see like his whole face, what he looked like and all that. And when I tell you, when I saw him, he was fine. Like, fine. Line up, beard going, height, like everything that I would have noticed about him when I first met him, I noticed about him this time because when I met him, it was in passing. I was running errands. I was like, oh, yeah, here's my number, leave me alone. But it was like, now I'm like, oh, you, okay. You kind of, ooh, you know what I mean? Like, ooh, okay, you look good. Now I really feel bad that I blew him off because he's fine as hell. So, I'm over here like in my head thinking like, damn, like I really blew this guy off. And part of the reason was because I wasn't sure if I was even going to be attracted to him, and I didn't want to feel awkward on a date with somebody that I wasn't really feeling. So, I'm like in my head I'm thinking like, damn, like I can't believe like I blew him off or whatever, and he looking like this. Like he came out big stepping. Okay. Papito was looking good. So not only that, he smelled so good. Oh, he smelled good. I couldn't stop smelling him, and I know that's weird, but like we ended up like hugging each other, like, hey, what's up? Nice to see you finally or whatever. And when I hugged him, he just smelled so good. I could have bathed in him. He smelled good. So my new nickname for him is Papito. Okay. Papito was fine. And I will say that I definitely regret not going out on a date with him. And we have been trying to carve out time to go out on a date. But like I said, I don't have a sitter. I'm very busy. It's very hard. But we're gonna figure it out because I need a little papito in my life. Okay? So I just wanted to get on here and kind of give you a follow-up as to what happened after I blew him off, if he stuck around or if he was still trying to, talk to me, get at me or whatever, because he could have very easily blew me off because of the fact that I blew him off on the first date when he was actually ready and I wasn't. So, so far so good. It's going good. But we're gonna see how this goes because I'm feeling Papito, okay? I am feeling Papito. Papito was, oh, child. So I'm not gonna tell y'all his name, but I'm gonna call him Papito because Papito, is fine. I likes me some Papito. I'm just saying. So, anyway, let me know what y'all think. If y'all got any commentary, any input or tips or suggestions on what I should do. I want to plan a date for us since I'm the one that dissed him on the first date. So I want to do something kind of like quarantine, like special, not special, special, but like special, like, oh, this was thoughtful and she made up for it type of special. You know what I'm saying? Like not Valentine's Day special because that's way too deep for me. I don't even know if I want to do all that. Okay. But I will say that I want to plan something for me and him to do that's real low key that will make up for me ghosting him on our first planned date. And I will keep you guys posted on what happens. Hopefully he don't turn into a fuckboy because you know how you tell a story and you're like, oh, there's this guy, or I'm talking to someone, or so I met this dude, and as soon as you fucking tell your friends about a guy, then he turns into a fuckboy, and it's always something. He got a baby he didn't tell you about. He got a girl he didn't tell you about. This nigga's homeless and he's trying to find a place to stay. Like it's always some shit. So hopefully he maintains his innocence and I can keep telling y'all little stories about how this goes and how this pans out. But baby, I pray to God he ain't a fuckboy. because Papito is fine. And I'm going to keep saying it because Papito is fine. He's fine. I wanted all of that. Okay? Keep y'all posted about how this all pans out, but I definitely wanted to give y'all an update about what happened when I actually finally met up with him, even though it wasn't a date. It was kind of like a real quick, hi, what's up, how you been, what you been up to type of situation. But I was just like, I'm happy that I got to see him because one, it definitely solidified kind of the instincts that I was having. Like, I think he was kind of cute. And two, it gives me a little bit more motivation to actually make an effort to see him because Papito was fine. Papito was everything. Okay. Like, whew, child. I'm just saying. It's the end of the episode. If you like what you've heard, show me some love on Apple Podcasts by subscribing and giving me a 5-star rating. And if you want to talk about this topic a little bit more, hit me up on Twitter at narrowly412. That's on Twitter at narrowly412. Talk to y'all next episode. Peace.